1st of July evening session with Satchinanand Swami on the Harinam Chintamani.
Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. I hope you had a very nice afternoon session. We will, from tomorrow, change a little bit about the design of the afternoon. We will present to you a very nice feature of our Kirtan course, which is a surprise. It will be announced later. Today, I would like to guide you into a katha about Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, the great teacher of the holy name. And I'm thinking that if you hear about him, you will be better able to understand the whole book, Harinam Chintamani. So I request you to fold your hands.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vaishnavi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Around 12 o'clock or so each day at the cottage of Haridas Thakur, discuss with him about the secrets of the holy name. Then he would perform his noon duties, as he entered the little cottage of devotion, he would see Haridas Thakur chanting. Prabhupada has said that Haridas Thakur would start very early in the morning and then chant the whole day throughout the hours of the day, the Maha Mantra. Then he would go into the night. Sometimes he would sleep, sometimes not. And then in the morning he would complain to the sun, "Oh sun! Why have you already risen? This is unfair. I have just started my chanting for today. But already one full day has passed. You were too fast. You were too restless. You were too quick. Please, do not do this. So, Haridas Thakur would chant all day with great attachment. And sometimes he would stop and pray to the Lord. He would say, "O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and beg you. Thank you so very much. In other words, he would chant the holy name and then he would beg the holy name to make his appearance on the tongue. I think this is how you can also learn to chant. Chant, but at the same time beg the Lord to come. Then the Lord would send his servant Govinda Das every day, and he would bring the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath to Haridas Thakur, or sometimes the leftover from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meal. Now one day, when Govinda came with his tiffins or with his banana leaf plates with the prasadam on top, he found Haridas Thakur laying on his bed, and while laying there, chanting his rounds very softly. Govinda Das was immediately very concerned, because he knew that Haridas Thakur had the habit to chant each day a minimum of 192 rounds. There was no time to lay on the back and chant slowly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He had to chant 64 rounds loud, 64 rounds softly, and 64 rounds mentally. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if you chant loudly your rounds, then each round will take from 6 to 7 minutes. If you don't leave mantras out. But if you chant in your mind, then one round may take 3 minutes, not more. That's why these great devotees can chant so many rounds, because they do this mentally. It just goes one mantra. But if you have to speak, you can't just speak. It just doesn't work certainly. So when Haridas was lying, just chanting very softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare was worried, will he finish his rounds? So he said to Haridas, Haridas, I brought you prasadam. When will you eat your prasadam? Haridas answered, today I have no time. My rounds go very slow. So I prefer to not eat anything. I will first finish my rounds. Govindadas saw him. Haridas, you are so skinny. I know I made the vow to finish my rounds first. But then Haridas started to cry. But the Mahaprasad of the Lord has come. I must respect it. I cannot say, my Lord, I want you in the form of the holy name, and I don't want you in the form of your Mahaprasad. So he paid his obeisances with great respect to the Mahaprasad of the Lord. And then he slowly started to eat his prasad, very slowly and respectfully. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Haridas was not in the mood of taking prasada. When he heard that Haridas was fasting, and when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard further that Haridas was lying in his bed, he he personally came to Haridas Thakur, very concerned and worried, and said, Haridas, are you well today? And Haridas answers, my body's all right, but my mind and my intelligence is not well. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, can you tell me what your disease is? Haridas said, today I cannot finish my rounds. This is my disease. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear devotee, your body is old now. There's no need any longer for you to perform these austerities. You've done this your whole life. Every day you chanted 192 rounds. You were very strict. But now, soften your regulative principles. My dear devotees, you also have learned to chant a certain number of rounds each day. Look how Haridas reacts to Lord Chaitanya's suggestion to go back on his initial vow. When Haridas heard that the Lord suggested to him to reduce his number of rounds, Haridas protested. He said, no, this will be very bad for me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently done this. You have preached the glories of the holy name. Therefore, I beg you, please reduce your numbers. Haridas was shocked. He protested. He said, no, I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. I'm unseeable. I'm untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha standard. You are fully independent. You caused the whole world to dance according to your free will. You have also made me dance. But please, for me it is dangerous to reduce my number. Lord Krishna says in the Gita that these regulative principles, and he means here the regulative principles of your spiritual life, are giving you freedom. If you don't follow them any longer, you are not more free, but you again become a servant and a slave to your mind and the material energy. It is very, very important for you to keep your regulation in terms of chanting your rounds. Sometimes devotees ask with a doubtful mind, why these 16 rounds? Why this number? Actually, when Prabhupada wanted to initiate Michael Grant, he asked Michael to come to him. And he said, so, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And Michael said, Krishna. Oh, you are qualified for initiation, Prabhupada said. Now your duty is to chant 64 rounds each day. Michael looked at him, and Prabhupada looked at him back. Michael was shocked. It was very difficult for him to chant his rounds. And now Prabhupada demanded he chant 64 rounds. He didn't know what to say, and he didn't know if there was any need to say anything. Prabhupada studied him and saw the war going on in his head, they said, okay, not 64 rounds, 32 rounds minimum. Michael didn't know what to say. And again, Prabhupada looked at him very mercifully and said, okay, no less than 16 rounds each day. It's 1/4 of the number which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked all those who claim to be his devotees to chant. So if you have, if it has been by Prabhupada's mercy, we are reducing up to 16 rounds a day. Please, my dear devotees, this is your lifeline to Krishna. Don't reduce it. By chanting each day your prescribed number of rounds, you show Krishna actually that you are anxious to be with him. You show your sincerity to him. You show that you are not wanting to make a compromise on your relationship with Krishna. You show that this relationship, which means 2 hours of chanting each day, is a priority above other things for you. Haridas said, you made me dance. You made me dance according to your desire. And he must have remembered a few of the amazing pastimes of which happened in relationship to him. Haridas Thakur, as you remember, was once asked by a Beta Acharya to attend the Shraddha ceremony. And during the ceremony, the most qualified Brahmana is asked to eat first the preparations. It's almost like, you know, when we serve out prasadam and we decide, Davide, you are the most qualified of us, you will get the first plate with the best Mahaprasada. So the most qualified in an assembly gets always the first plate. There were many Brahmanas who had come to this festival, and they were thinking, I will get the first plate. Then Chaitanya, then Advaitacharya called Haridas Thakur, who came from a Muslim plate, a Muslim background, and said, Haridas, you get the first plate. All Brahmanas protested. What? He's a Muslim, he's a lowborn. We should get the first plate. Then Advaitacharya said, can you say a mantra to the Brahmanas which will make fire appear from firewood? The Brahmanas tried, shrim, rim, shrom, but no fire was coming. Then Advaitacharya said, I will show you the power of Haridas now. Haridas, you make fire appear from this wood. It's almost as if Suravi Kund says, today is my birthday, Maharaj, and I wish that you show me your brahminical power. Say a mantra and burn the table before you with the power of the mantra. Then I believe that you are qualified to give this lecture. So Haridas said, I'm sorry, I don't know how to do this, you know, I've not learned this. Advaitacharya, just try. I want to show how you're superior to all the other Brahmanas. Haridas said, I only know Hare Krishna, just chant. So Haridas said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All of a sudden, the fire burned. This was Lord Chaitanya's arrangement. He wanted to show that Haridas Thakur is supreme. He had made him dance by producing fire from his mouth and burning firewood. So Hari Rastaku also remembered at that time how Lord Chaitanya had made him dance when he was whipped over 22 marketplaces. My dear devotees, do you know the story? The Muslim Qazi had decided, you are a proper Muslim, you should recite the Kalma, that is the credo of the Muslims. But you are always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Convert back to Islam. Haridas laughed and said, it's the same God. Krishna, Allah, there's no difference. This same Lord inspires each one of us in the heart to follow different systems. But it's the same Lord who's worshipped and the same Lord who has inspired devotees in their hearts. So the Qazi became furious and he decided to give a whipping to Haridas Thakur to make him break down and start to follow the Islamic rules again. In Singapore, they still do whipping. I don't know if you have ever been whipped. Maybe you have seen in the movies how slaves were whipped. When you whip with a cane like this, you can tolerate up to 10. But if the person whips with a long arm, your skin will come off your back after 3 beatings and you will faint. In Singapore you can still, I mean you shouldn't see it, but this is still a practice. Haridas Thakur was whipped with a long arm, not by one person but by many. But because the Lord protected him, it was the Lord who took on his back the whipping. Haridas Thakur was protected by the Lord, so that he could survive it very easily. So Haridas Thakur remembered all of this. Haridas Thakur said to Gauranga, I was chosen by you to go out with the Avadhuta Nityananda and spread Krishna consciousness. You made me dance in so many ways. Now I have one last request to you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is your request? Krishna will fulfill all your desires. Haridas said, I know in my heart that you will leave us very soon. And I will not be able to tolerate the pain which comes when I'm left alone without you. My Lord, allow me to leave this world before you. And please, when I leave this world, be present. Come before me. Let me look into your lotus face. And as I chant your holy name, I want to give up this body, which is now old and useless. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why have you become so selfish? What will I do if you who are the best of all the devotees leave? I will not be able to continue. You don't have any right to give up your body before me. You are helping me in my pastime. Haridas said, my dear Lord, don't deceive me. I am not even worth to be called your devotee. I am an ant. You have so many wonderful devotees who are worth to sit on my head? What is the loss if a little ant leaves this world? No one will even notice. These devotees help in your pastime, but I am of no help and use. My Lord, you are known as Bhakta Vatsala. This is my only desire. Kindly fulfill it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried. He was hiding his face and he left Haridas Thakur for his other duties. But he made up his mind to return the next morning and see what was the situation of Haridas. My dear devotees, as we sing now, let us contemplate about Haridas, the Namacharya, who taught us that chanting is the most important duty of a devotee. The Namacharya who would not even reduce his rounds when he was ill and only a few hours before his departure. Let us meditate about the determination of Haridas, who was threatened by the Muslims. He was put before an alternative. Either we kill you or you stop chanting. What will happen to you if someone puts a gun before your head and says, I shoot you if you don't stop your chanting? What will happen with your faith? Haridas answered to the Muslim, you can cut my body in 1,000 pieces, but I will not be able to stop chanting. These pieces will chant. It's in me.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
staccato play the same rhythm. Just you have to practice this a little. You may keep me in this world, or take me to your abode as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your name. This was a prayer. Keep me in this world or take me, said Haridas. But whatever, feed me the divine nectar of your name. Please sing.
Thank you.
Jagannath Puri, there's one place which is still echoing with the Leela which I'm going to tell you now. It's very difficult for me to tell you this Leela because it is a very, very moving pastime. Haridas Thakur had asked Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be allowed to leave the body before him. And the pain of anticipating that this dearest of his devotee would go was in some ways breaking the heart of Lord Gauranga. How could he allow the Lord, and how could he allow his devotees to leave him? Just imagine someone here of the Radhadesh community would announce, tomorrow I will leave my body. This is in the potency of great devotees. Bhishma Dev had left his body at will, and so have many, many, many great personalities in our Vaishnava traditions, like Rasikananda, Gopal Guru Goswami, etc., etc., left their body at will. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu did not want to answer this. He did not want to think about it. But it was arranged that the next day Gauranga Mahaprabhu would come to Haridas Thakur. He came around noontime with all his associates. And Haridas saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this brightly shining personality, entering the area where his kutiya was, his little cottage. He got down from his bed and paid his obeisances to each single devotee, obviously starting with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, worried, Haridas, what are the news? And the way Haridas answered this question showed that he was still requesting the Lord to allow him to give up his body in the Lord's presence. He answered this question by saying, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me, that are the news. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, like a lion full of emotions, looked at Prakashvara Pandit and nodded. Prakashvara Pandit started to akirtan. You must know, Prakashvara Pandit would sing and dance without any interruption for 72 hours. That's 3 days and nights. He had this power. And do you know why he could sing and dance so long? I think if you are asked to sing for 12 hours or 14 hours or then you will get a little tired and exhausted, no? Do you know why Prakashvara Pandit could chant and dance for 72 hours? It was because the Lord was in his heart and he danced, the Lord personally danced in his heart and made Prakashvara Pandit's bodily movements and he controlled them. So as Brakeshvara Pandit got into his ecstatic kirtan, you know, where the Lord himself was dancing in his heart and made him move, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to glorify Haridas as if he had 1,000 mouths. He said, this Haridas, he has Krishna. Wherever Krishna is, there is no Maya. Just like wherever the sun is, darkness cannot stand. So when Maya Devi came personally before Haridas to make him leave his chanting, Haridas did not only just continue to chant, by his potency, Maya's Maya went away and she became a devotee who took initiation in the chanting of the holy name. Not even Maya personified could make him stray from his brata to become a devotee. When the devotees heard this, they immediately called out, Jai Haridas!
Jai Haridas!
A little bit more emotion.
Jai Haridas!
Jai Haridas!
And they all offered their obeisances to Haridas. Wow, Haridas made Maya leave her Maya and she became a devotee. My God! So when Haridas heard how the devotees glorified him by again and again shouting, Chai Haridas! He felt very discomfortable and he got up again from his bed, went to each devotee and said, I'm nothing, I'm like an ant, please bless me. And he took the dust from their feet and just rubbed it over his head and over his body. Then Haridas looked at Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and the Lord is one quality, a very soft quality. Do you know if there's anything which can control the Lord? Is it your learnedness or is it money? Of course not, but that just thing. Is there anything which can make the Lord change his mind and do what a devotee wishes from him? Too shy to say it because it's very intense. It's the love in the heart of the devotee which makes the Lord dance according to the devotee's will. So Haridas looked with eyes which begged Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He lay down and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was drawn to him. He sat right in front of him. Then Haridas took the lotus feet of the Lord on his heart. Just imagine, he behaved so freely with the Lord. And as he looked into the moon-like face of Gauranga, who looked back at him with love, he started to call out, again and again, Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
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 And then everyone saw a miracle. They saw how the soul of Haridas Thakur left the body of Haridas in the presence of Gauranga. Everyone was reminded of grandfather Bhishma Dev,
who left his body in the same circumstances in the presence of Lord Krishna. Grandfather Bhishma left his body.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his dear devotee leaving his body right before him, he became overwhelmed by ecstatic love and he started to cry. Please look at this picture. It is an authentic picture which describes exactly what is happening now. He started to cry and he took the body of his dear devotee, which was very light and very small and very thin, on his arms, and he started to dance with Haridas in his arms. Devotees who saw this became helpless with love. They fell down on the ground and they were shaking their heads, and they started to chant, "Ha Haridas,
Ha Haridas."
Not like that.
Ha Haridas,
Ha Haridas,
Ha Haridas,
Ha Haridas.
You're learning many things here.
Finally, after some time had passed, Swarup Damodar informed the Lord that now many rituals and ceremonies celebrating the departure of a Vaishnava had to be done. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu somewhat calmed down and he led a procession to the ocean. There he took the body of Haridas, went into the ocean and bathed it sufficiently. And as he came out of the ocean with the body of his dear devotees in his arms, he started to say, "Samudra e Mahatirtha Hoila," means this ocean now is a Mahatirtha, a main place of pilgrimage. Everyone rushed forward to drink the water which was coming from the feet of Haridas Thakur. Then some devotees came and brought Jagannath Maha sandalwood, and Lord Chaitanya smeared the whole body of Haridas with that Maha Prashadi sandalwood of Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath. He wiped the whole body. Then all the devotees took their own hands and dug a deep hole in the sand and placed the body of Haridas in sacred samadhi inside. After Haridas was placed into the grave, they brought auspicious articles like the silken ropes which were used to carry Lord Jagannath. They took some dress of Lord Jagannath and Mahaprasad, and they took all these items which are usually reserved for sannyasis and placed it on Haridas and then covered his body. The sand. My dear devotees, there's great power in these holy objects which have been carried by the Lord. If there is an ordinary sinner and you burn his body, maybe someone who's cremated, but you put a little wood from the tulsi plant in his funeral fire, he will go back home, back to Godhead. This is how powerful these sacred items are. This is a garland from Lord Nrisimhadev and from Srimati Radharani. And I'm only living because I'm wearing this garland from morning till evening. Otherwise, I would have had many accidents, car accidents, accidents by drilling the tools, and so on and so forth. So I always carry a sacred item on my body because then
I know I will be protected.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so moved by the departure of Haridas Thakur that he personally went into the town of Puri and begged from the different shop owners who sold the Mahaprasada of Lord Jagannath prasadam for free. And he personally arranged a big Antyeshti feast for all his devotees, and the whole town was invited. Everyone was immediately sad and jubilant. Sad because they had lost the association of Haridas Thakur, but jubilant means full of pleasure, because this greatest of all devotees had gone back home, back to Godhead. My dear devotees, I want to end this katha and then invite Manu, who will sing with us, so that the curtains, when the curtains will open, we will sing just now with us. Look at the example of Haridas. Look how he did, how he was so determined. Even when he was sick, he completed his fixed number of rounds. My dear devotees, can we not learn from Haridas Thakur to correct the terrible disease of misplacing our priorities? Priorities for us is often, let me get the things done. Or priority is, let me talk some more with my friends. Priority for us may be, let me get a proper education together. But the real and actual priority should be, let me work on my relationship with Krishna's holy name. Because in the degree I turn my back to the holy name, I turn my back to Krishna. And in the degree and way in which I turn my face towards the holy name, I turn my face towards Krishna. This long problem of bahyamukha, that means looking outside, looking away from Krishna, can be cured only if we learn to look now not away from Krishna's most merciful form, but if we learn to look towards in the direction of Krishna's most merciful form, the holy name. I request you now to turn towards the altar. We will request Manu to lead us in a kirtan. And we will meditate about Haridas Thakur.